Gallery basement office. Later. As Luff, Wright and Brown conduct the search, the tension in the room is palpable. Wright discreetly sifts through drawers, seeking crucial evidence. Brown, smirking. Who knew art could cause such a stir, eh? Lennon's got the whole city buzzing. Wright uncovers a stack of records and begins examining them carefully. Luff, leaning against a nearby wall, takes a contemplative puff of his cigarette. Luff. Eugene Ivan Schuster seems quite determined to protect his secrets, doesn't he? But we'll unravel them, one piece at a time. Schuster, growing restless, approaches Detective Brown. Eugene. Do you really think these lithographs are obscene? It's all a matter of perception, isn't it? Brown looks Schuster straight in the eye, his expression cryptic. Brown, with a hint of mystery. Well, Mr. Schuster, art is a mirror that reflects the world. But it's not for us to judge, is it? Schuster nods, his mind clearly burdened with conflicting thoughts. Cut to Ext, street outside the gallery. Day Luff's team of police loads the confiscated artwork into a waiting paddy wagon parked on the street. A sizable crowd of pedestrians have stopped to witness the happenings. The sound of shutters clicking and cameras rolling fills the air as the press documents the entire process. Luff, wearing a determined expression, ensures that every piece is securely loaded. The police make no attempt to cover the pieces in question. Most conspicuously, Luff carries the one of Yoko Ono with her legs spread right past the crowd, with no attempt to shield it from their view. The paddy wagon is now filled with the 8 framed artworks. He nods to his team, signaling the completion of their task. The crowd outside watches with a mix of awe, disappointment, and confusion. The scene is captured by the press, ensuring that the story reaches far and wide. Fade out. Gallery office. Later. The detectives, satisfied with their search, gather their findings. Luff and Wright discuss their next steps. A Scotland Yard photographer, David Davy League, is taking photographs with a 4x5 camera on a tripod. He captures all angles of the upstairs-downstairs offices and the exterior. He employs all the techniques of a documenting a typical crime scene. Luff. We've got what we need, Wright. It's time to bring this case to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Wright nods, tucking away the evidence securely. Wright, we'll ensure justice is served, Luff. We might have missed Lennon and Madam Wong this time, but at least we have something to show for it, eh? As they exit the gallery, the excited crowd outside catches their attention. Luff gazes at the spectacle, a mix of admiration and intrigue on his face. Luff. In the end, it's all about capturing people's attention, isn't it? Whether it's art or advertising, London will always be a stage for the extraordinary. Wright chuckles, lighting a cigarette of his own. Wright. Well, Luff, it seems we've stumbled upon our very swinging scene right here in the heart of London. They share a knowing look, ready to face the challenges ahead as they step out into the bustling city streets. Hard cut to. A montage of twisted investigations, secret alliances and sinister discoveries ensues as Luff, Wright and Brown manipulate evidence, target innocent pop stars and propagate the corruption that engulfs the Vice Squad.